and realized they're carrying it. Some of the testing would be done at Wichita State University, where a new not-for-profit lab is gearing up to churn out hundreds of thousands of tests by the end of the year. Officials in Lawrence are looking for ways to crack down on house parties in neighborhoods near the University of Kansas campus as the number of positive COVID-19 cases among students continues to rise. KU reported yesterday that the total number of COVID-19 cases has risen to 841, an increase of 42 cases since Friday. Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Republican Roger Marshall uses out-of-context clips from Democrat Barbara Boyer's ads in a television spot, arguing that she's trying to hide liberal views from Kansas voters. The Associated Press reports the move suggests that the GOP doesn't have the race for an open U.S. Senate seat locked down quite yet. Boyer's campaign and two Kansas political scientists argued yesterday that Marshall's ad is misleading because it uses video snippets of Boyer to attack her on abortion and gun rights when she was speaking about other topics. Marshall's campaign manager, Eric Pauls, says the ad is not deceptive because it opens with, "How would it sound if Barbara Boyer's ads actually matched her liberal record?" Authorities say a 21-year-old man in a Wichita... commission of a felony. In addition to the person killed in the shooting, two others were hospitalized. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
COVID-19 has reminded us all of the importance of our health. Community healthcare system has safety precautions in place that mean you don't need to skip needed checkups or wellness visits. Parents, be sure to check with providers to make sure your children's immunizations are up to date and make time for flu shots this fall. It's never been more important to stay healthy. Let community healthcare system protect you and your family. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community healthcare system, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A lawyer from Lincoln, disbarred last year by the Nebraska Supreme Court, has been sentenced to prison for stealing from his clients. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 44-year-old Craig Hoffman was sentenced earlier this month to 2 to 4 years in prison after pleading no contest this summer to theft over $5,000. Police originally said Hoffman had kept $27,500 in insurance checks, which were intended for two of his clients. The payments either were part of a settlement or intended to pay their medical bills. Hoffman voluntarily surrendered his license to practice law in Nebraska and was disbarred last October. University of Nebraska System President Ted Carter announced yesterday that NU's National Strategic Research Institute has been awarded a new five-year, $92 million contract through the U.S. Strategic Command to continue its leading research in national security and defense. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual migration of bargain hunters descends on area communities this weekend with the annual U.S. 36 treasure hunt. Many sales begin Thursday and continue through Sunday. Caution is urged in watching for additional traffic along and adjacent to U.S. 36 highway. Blue Valley Technologies announced plans for expansion of services in the Blue Rapids community. Maintenance on poles as well as construction on the central office is scheduled to begin this fall. A completion date for the project has not yet been set. More detailed information as well as opportunities to ask questions will be made available soon. With a third positive case of COVID-19 reported Wednesday at the Wetmore Academic Center, the school will get a remote learning Thursday and Friday this week and evaluate continuation if additional cases arise. The Wetmore football game Friday has been canceled as a result. Noting a 20% spike in negative COVID-19 tests in the Marshall County report on Wednesday from the previous update, the health department noted this was due to testing of staff in long-term care facilities per request of a Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. No positives so far have been reported in long-term staff in Marshall County. Homecoming is Friday at Axtell High School. Queen candidates are Shayla Harble, Haley Schmitz, and Jordan Smith. King candidates Mitchell Bussing, Colby Talbot, and George Voley. Axtell will host Rock Hills in the Friday night homecoming football game. Marshall County Republican Central Committee will host a meet and greet with Republican candidates for election Sunday evening at 6:30 at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Tracy Mann, Jake LaTurner, and Elaine Bowers are expected to attend, with others invited. The public is welcome Sunday evening, September 20th at 6:30 at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Distribution of nearly $2 million in federal pandemic relief funds are being earmarked in Marshall County. Emergency Management Director Bill Swindeman was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend.
That was for everybody. I mean, the schools had applied, some of the cities had applied, and everything back to the county to this CARES Act money that they was given to help boost the economy somewhat and also to get supplies in, what they see needed. With the county, we've consolidated some of the stuff for the fire, police, EMS, and some of the schools. So that's what we're looking at. We can buy quantities of masks so that we can have them in for the hospitals, nursing homes, and schools so we get a little better price.
Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber joined the program as well and serves as a point of contact for businesses and organizations affected that may qualify for funding.
I know that there's been some people who have been lining up and waiting for this grant to come through, and I know that the requirements for this grant are not as strict as the last ones were. And so since there's no low to moderate income type of requirement, then anyone who's had some sort of disadvantage due to the COVID situation will be able to apply. I would just encourage people, if they're interested in getting in on this grant, to not wait to go to the website and make sure that they understand what it's about and what the deadlines are and get those in as soon as possible.
Ramona L. Heisterman, age 72, of Washington, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Ramona Heisterman. Carolyn Keating, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Keating. Elmer Loges, age 96, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., graveside at the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Helmer Loges. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish, potato wedges, a whole wheat roll, coleslaw, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, hamburger, beans, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get revved up for the treasure hunt. The Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro has the cold drinks and caffeinated drinks to keep you in tip-top hunting shape. Get a snack or a meal, or just enjoy the fresh-baked goodies for extra staying power. The Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro on the corner of 8th and Broadway. Come in and rev up.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we've had a frontal boundary that has moved across the area and that will continue to push off towards the south-southeast into the southern southeastern parts of the United States. Otherwise, high-pressure system overhead, upper-level trough bringing us some cooler temperatures over the next few days. It looks like we'll see highs in the 70s and dry weather. We don't have a chance of precipitation anywhere over the next several days. So across the area, sunny skies, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 50. As we head into the weekend, for Saturday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. And Sunday, we'll continue with sun at 80 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, recent record high 91 in 2018. The average low 56, record low is 48 in 1994. Sunset this evening at 7:30, sunrise in the morning at 7:10. 51 degrees, winds are calm this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 17th of September. KNDY News Time 716. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you like popcorn but also think it can be plain and boring? Well, think that no more. Dean's Gourmet Kettle Corn in Beatrice will open your eyes and taste buds with over 30 flavors like chocolate peanut butter, pumpkin spice, and bacon cheddar, just to name a few. Stop in at 811 East Court Street for all their fresh pop goodness. And while you're there, check out their 17 different flavors of pork rinds like spicy barbecue, dill pickle, ranch, and more. You never know what kind of flavors Dean will add next. Open Wednesday through Saturday, and be sure to like him on Facebook.
An audible by the Big Ten and baseball's first postseason berth in the pandemic shortened season. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Despite initially saying it would not play football this fall, the Big Ten reversed course and will play an 8-game regular season kicking off October 24th. In a statement, the conference cited daily testing capabilities and a stronger confidence in the latest medical information as deciding factors in greenlighting football's return. Commissioner Kevin Warren.
We always wanted to make sure that we put the health and safety of our student athletes at the forefront of all our decisions. And this is also a situation that we need to adapt.
Players who test positive must wait at least 21 days to return to competition. They will also undergo extensive cardiac testing and must be cleared by a cardiologist designated by each university. Meanwhile, the Pac-12 CEO group will meet tomorrow to discuss possible return to play options after the governors of California and Oregon both said they would allow contact practices to resume. Around the diamonds, the Dodgers clinched baseball's first postseason berth in the pandemic-shortened season.
Two out, the 3-2 is a fly ball to left center field. That one's well hit. That's going to roll to the wall, split the seam. Bed scores easily. Turner is on his way home, and he'll jog in safely. A two-out, two-run double for Will Smith.
A call on KLAC behind Will Smith's 3 RBI. The Dodgers top the Padres 7-5 to take 2 of 3 from San Diego. For the second night in a row, the Yankees hot bats gave the Blue Jays pitching major headaches.
And the young right-hander Hector Perez-Neal swung on and hit in the air to right. And that ball is gone into the right field seats.
On WFAN, a night after blasting 6 home runs, the Bronx Bombers did it again. Kyle Higashioka's 3-homer night powered the Yankees to a 13-2 rout of the Blue Jays. This is Rich Cantu ABC.
Friday night football action, Marysville at Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington hosts Kenton Galva live on FM 95.5.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our hotel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Department of Agriculture announced changes to streamline the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Program. The modifications, USDA says, will decrease paperwork and record-keeping burdens for direct marketers beginning with the 2021 crop year. Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbary said the changes will allow more direct marketers who previously could not meet reporting requirements a way to participate in the Whole Farm Program. RMA held several stakeholder meetings with agents, growers, and grower groups to solicit feedback on ways to increase effectiveness of the program as required by the 2018 Farm Bill. Stakeholders recommended RMA decrease the requirements for reporting yield and revenues for each commodity, which is especially difficult for direct marketers who may sell several commodities through a roadside stand. The newly implemented modifications allow growers to report two or more direct marketing commodities as a combined single commodity code with a combined expected revenue for all commodities. Additionally, the combined direct marketed commodity will count as two commodities in calculating the diversification premium discount. The House Committee on Energy and Commerce has released legislation containing provisions to provide transparency into the EPA's granting of small refiner exemptions. The provisions stem from legislation by House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson. The Clean Economy Jobs Innovation Act would set an annual deadline for refiners to request exemptions from the renewable fuel standard and require EPA to publicly release the name of refiners requesting the waiver, the number of gallons requested to be waived, and the number of gallons of biofuel that would not be blended as a result of that waiver. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Harvest time, the payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station and AgView.net.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Thursday morning, looking at what happened with trading at the end of the day yesterday on a Wednesday. The grains and soybeans had a really good day. Livestock struggled for most of the day. Saw a little bit of green pop up on the board, but overall was lower in the livestock. Starting off with your grains, though, corn had a decent day yesterday with December corn wrapping up 5 3/4 higher to 371 3/4. March corn was up 5 1/4 to 381. In the wheat, December wheat was up 3 3/4 to 542, and March wheat was up 3 1/2 to 550 3/4. On the KC wheat side, December was up 7 points to 475, and March KC wheat up 6 1/2 to 485 1/2. So not a bad day yesterday when it came to your grains. Soybeans as well had a big rally yesterday. November up 19 3/4 to 10 11 1/4, with January soybeans up 19 1/2 to 10 15 1/4. The meal for soybeans up for October 650 to 320.80, and December was up 650 to 325.70. In the oil for soybeans, we saw that October up 86 cents to 34.94. December was up 76 cents to 34.90. The end of the day, but not too much. October live cattle down 37 cents to 106.72. December was up 37 cents to 111.95. Feeder cattle for September, they were down 117 yesterday to 140.50, and October was down 127 to 142. $2.42. Lean hogs, they've had a really good rally, really, the last week or two. Yesterday, they wrapped up in the green or in the red just a little bit. October down 47 cents, 265.22. And December lean hogs were 107 down, 261.95. With February down 95 cents as well, 267.75. So we'll see what the markets do when they open up here a little bit earlier today. Until then, market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimas, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It's a good time of year to carry a shiny penny with you when you're outside. I'll tell you why after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Gardening guru Jim Fizell is with us again today to talk about wasps. Oh, man, those things hurt when they sting. And Jim's got some tips on how to control wasps, how to get rid of their nests. And one includes the use of 7-dust. But make sure that that 7 has the chemical carbaryl in it, because not all 7s are created equal.
So the one you want to use is the one that's carbaryl. You want to spray the nest with this, or dust the nest with this, in the evening after they've all gone to bed. If you try to do it during the daytime, you are definitely going to get stung. If you're eating outdoors and these things start to become a problem, you need to move indoors if you can, because they're going to fight you for that hamburger or for that can of pop. And since they can sting over and over again, they can be pretty vicious. Keep the food covered if you're outdoors until you're ready to eat. If you have a can of pop out there, especially sugary pop, put a cover on it so the wasps can't get inside. I do know of cases where people have taken a sip of pop and there was one inside and they got it in their mouth. That's rather inconvenient. Another thing you don't want to do is wear perfume or brightly colored clothing if you're going to be out where these things are around. And they can get caught in your clothing as well. If you do get one of these caught in your clothing, the best thing to do is to try to roll it up. Don't squash it, because you get stung again. Roll it up in your clothing somehow or another, and squeeze it if you can. That will kill it. If you can't do that, sometimes you need to disrobe. And both Jane and I have been in situations where that was probably not the most convenient, but the safest thing to do, where you kind of remove some of your clothing discreetly to get rid of this stupid little thing. So they're problematic, and they do sting, and if you have a lot of them stinging you over and over, it can make you quite sick. Incidentally, if you are stung, one of the things that can help is put some ice on that sting right away. These creatures do not leave the stinger the way bees do, so you don't have to worry about that. My good friend Bill Sheringhausen, who's a longtime pharmacist and avid golfer, always tells me the best thing to do if you're going to be out where there are these little creatures that can sting you is to carry a bright, shiny penny. If you get a sting, you push the penny on it for 30 seconds. For some reason or another, it takes the sting out of the thing. And I would never have believed it, but it does work.
Jim Fizell, back after this.
Frontier Farm Credit is in the crop insurance business to help keep you in business. And that's what makes us your best choice for supplemental crop insurance, too. Our crop insurance officers can advise you on supplemental insurance that can enhance your multi-peril plan. We'll evaluate how they work to manage risk so you get the optimum coverage for your money. For your crop insurance and supplemental crop insurance, talk to Frontier Farm Credit.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with a dairy influence sale today beginning at 11:15. Early consignments include 11 mixed cow-calf pairs, exposed back, 3 to 8 years old, 2 black cow-calf pairs, 1 month old. Again, a dairy influence sale with 5 Holstein steers weighing 125 to 150, 8 weighing in at 250 to 3, another 8, 275 to 3 and a quarter. 15 Holstein steers, 3 to 350, 5 weighing in at 3 to 450, 8 weighing in at 350 to 4 and a quarter. 18 Holstein steers, 5 to 6, 5 weighing 5.5 to 7. 12 Holstein steers off grass, 640 to 650 pounds. Plus 6 black steers and heifers, 150 to 200 pounds. 22 mixed steers and heifers, 4 to 6. 6 black steers and heifers off grass, 4.5 to 650. 10 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 59 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers 5 to 6.5. 15 black steers and heifers off grass, 625 to 7 and a quarter. 32 black and red yearling steers off grass, 750 to 775. 61 black steerling, black yearling steers, 780 to 8. 60 weighing 850 to 9. 37 black and red heifers off grass, 9 to 9 and a quarter. 60 black yearling steers, 850 to 9. 37 black and red heifers off grass, 9 to 9 and a quarter. And 60 black yearling steers weigh 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for a dairy influence sale and cattle sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you the cafe is open for patrons and the public. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 51 this morning in Marysville. A little bit cooler today with a wind shift last evening. Winds are calm this morning. Highs forecast middle 70s today and Friday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Big Ten is going to give football a shot after all. Less than 5 weeks after postponing fall sports to spring because of the pandemic, the conference has changed course. The Big Ten says its Council of Presidents and Chancellors voted unanimously to restart sports. The Big Ten plans to begin its season October 23rd with an 8-game schedule for each team. The development of rapid daily testing for the coronavirus was a major factor in that decision. Brady Singer was a stellar for a second straight start, allowing 2 hits in 6 innings, and the Kansas City Royals blanked the Detroit Tigers 4-0 last night. Singer pitched 8 one-hit innings in his previous outing at Cleveland. Last night, he struck out 8 with 1 walk. Salvador Perez homered and drove in 3 runs for the Royals, who have won 7 out of their last 8 matches. The Royals with a day off today, then they'll begin a 3-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow. Mid-America Network Sports.
Taking a look at high school volleyball action from Tuesday, Marysville went 1-1 at the Wabunsee Triangular, defeating St. Mary's and then falling to Wabunsee. Valley Heights hosted a triangular and defeated Troy and Axtell, and Axtell fell to both Troy and Valley Heights. Frankfort dropped both matches at the Lynn Triangular, falling to Donovan West and Lynn. At the Washington County Quad, Centralia, Hanover, and Washington County all went 2-1. Centralia defeated Hanover and Wetmore. Hanover beat Wetmore and Washington County, and Washington County won over Wetmore and Centralia. Upcoming matches on Saturday include Centralia at the Hiawatha Invitational, Hanover at the Republic County Invite, Frankfort and Valley Heights will participate in the Axtell Invitational. And that's a look at high school volleyball action here on KNDY.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. Friday night football action, Marysville at Rock Creek on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington hosts Canton Galva live on FM 95.5.
America has only one native marsupial. Can you name it? It's an in-depth look at our very own pouched quadrupe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 17th, the 261st day of the year. One of the most popular TV shows of the 70s, MASH, debuted on this night in 1972. They're not nearly as lovable as koalas or athletic as kangaroos, but America does have one marsupial, the possum. They are known as simply possums. They're among the class of animals who raise their young in a pouch. And while their appearance isn't exactly endearing, the docile critters are rather useful to have around. They rarely carry disease, they won't harm pets, and they have a voracious appetite for ticks, snakes, and other pests. Maybe it's time for a little more appreciation for the misunderstood marsupial. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about animals and nature at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I learned the hard way real early in life that money sure don't grow on a tree. And there's a few things that a dollar came by. The best things in life, they come